Welcome to the Kids Business Secrets Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Jonas. Maybe I should change the name to the Elite Teen Podcast. That's the name of the course, and I resonate with that name better. But this is the Kids Business Secret Podcast, and I'm excited today to be here talking to you guys. So last night we talked a little bit about why your kid could possibly be hungry in college. And if you are a kid listening to this, you could possibly be hungry in college. It's 30%. I might be hungry in college. It's just a statistic out there, but I am doing everything possible right now to make sure that I am not hungry in college because I'm running a business that's making me money and I'm saving my money. And to be honest, it's partially the parents' job to make sure their kids are saved up for college and, help pay for their kids' college. But, you know, that's also like some things that some parents just don't do, and that's okay. That happens. Like, it's the kid's life. So that, like, we kind of talked about that last night and what you can do. And in the end, it's really just start a business. That's really your only option. You can work a job, but in the end, you're really not going to make that much money from a job. And I didn't really explain my math there, but I can promise you, you're not making much more than $3,000 a year from a job. And if that, and even if you're making more than that, you're probably not going to save even close to that much working a job as a teenager, just with the kind of jobs we get at the price points we're getting paid with. So, today I want to talk about product research. So this is the second piece in building a business, I believe, or about there. It's right after we choose a niche. Oh, sorry, some friends are just walking past my car. They're wondering what I'm doing. I'm recording a podcast. So first we choose a niche, kind of like an audience, a customer we want to sell to. So maybe we want to sell to someone who has a lot of money, someone who really likes to spend money on the thing that they like to do. So that's why I love to get into sports, those kind of things. Anything with wheels or a motor typically sells really well. Anything for a hobby can sell really well. So, like, again, sports is really awesome. Like, hunting, I think hunting is an awesome niche to get into. Dirt bikes is obviously has done really well for me. And, you know, just you want to find your niche first. And then after that, you decide who your customer is. So let's say I'm going to go with hunting. I talk about hunting a lot in the course. That's kind of the niche I go through to show you how to build a business. And I dive deeper into this. We probably have like three different episodes on choosing a niche. I don't remember what I have, but it's a lot, because it's important. So once you have your niche decided, we're going to go and do some product research. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the classified site, which is like Craigslist or KSL if you're in Utah and Idaho. You're going to go to that classified site, and then you're going to search for your thing. You're going to click on the category of it, and you're going to see, okay, what's out there? What's selling? And you're going to want to be in between like $40 to $350, $40 to $400 maybe, because you don't want to sell something that's less than $40, because that's like, you know, that's, you're not going to make very much money off that. And typically you don't want to sell something more than $400 unless you already have something going for you, because it's kind of random, higher ticket things selling on these sites. It's kind of random how much they sell, and it's kind of harder to get into the U.S., just typical things like that. And so we're going to look in that price range. You can filter that by changing the price and adjusting it, and you're going to look and see what's out there. And I've heard of some people finding tools to see how many other listings have views and how many things have viewed. Unfortunately, Facebook Marketplace just took that feature off, so that's really painful. But if you live in Utah and Idaho, you can go to KSL.com and go into their classified section, and they do show you how many views a post has, which is so helpful. So helpful. Anyway, so if you can see how many views a post has, that's huge insight and to see like what is actually selling. And you can notice, like, if something's been up there for like 20 days, people probably don't want it. You know, it's taking 20 days to sell. You want to be selling these products, you know, once a week at least. Especially if you're down in the like closer below 100s, near $100 range for your product, you're going to be wanting selling one of these like at least once a week to make money. And so after we've kind of decided on a product, we're going to, of course, we have to do some more steps. We're going to go in, we're going to search for those price ranges, and we're going to look. And we're just going to see, okay, what's out there? What's the newest listing? And if you look for patterns, you can see, oh, look, maybe knives. If you look at knives, maybe. I looked at knives. This isn't actually how it is, but let's just use it as an example. Say you see, you know, a bunch of knives posted within the last 4 days. But after that, there's not many knives. Like, the knives start fizzling out. Like, there's less and less knives, you know, available on the site. That probably means that people post the knife, and within a couple of days, someone comes and buys it, so they take it off the site. Because that's what happens when you sell something. You don't want people texting you for something you don't have anymore. And so, if you can notice these patterns of, like, oh, okay, so this, you know, this dirt bike or this, I don't know, binoculars, you know, there's a bunch of them of this type in the beginning for the first couple of days, and then as time goes on, they fizzle out. And this is typically how it goes for anything. But if you really notice that there's a bunch at first, a bunch of a certain product at first, and then it really fizzles out, that could possibly be a winning product. And then that's when you'd go and kind of start doing product testing and get into importing, which we'll do another episode about. But that's a little bit about product research. Go and check it out. Go and try and use it. I have the link to the course below if you want to learn all of this just right now. It's a 6-week course. It's about 5 to 20 minutes a day. Nothing too bad because I'm a teenager and I understand that teenagers are busy. We don't have a ton of time. So it's 5 to 20 minutes a day, and you'll learn everything. A to Z, from choosing a niche to ending up selling a product that sells. All right? Hope you guys have a great day. Get started with this stuff, and I'll throw a link below for that course.